Aloha and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich, and hello there to you.
Chris. Hi, Beth Ann.
Good to see you.
Hey, contrary to what you might have heard, there is such a thing as climate change.
Well, and that's exactly the point of many a scientist.
Yeah.
And as you know, the current and expected impacts of climate change in the U.S. are documented in a report issued every 4 years under a congressional mandate. The next National Climate Assessment is due next year, and the federal and non-federal authors are now at work. How they'll be able to continue their research in a changed political climate has many of them concerned, and yet perhaps even more committed to the science they say is settled. A boon may be that the federal policy across agencies will likely take longer to change. Meanwhile, researchers will be releasing information even between the formal national climate assessments. Victoria Keener is a research fellow at the East-West Center, and she's the lead author for the Hawaii and Pacific Islands chapter of the current fourth national climate assessment. Welcome to the program. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
When you talk to many of your fellow scientists now, what is the sense that you're getting from them, you know, this moment that may be a little different from what we heard from them after the election and even after the inauguration?
I do think that everyone's on edge. We're paying a lot of attention. A lot of the information coming out isn't very clear, but in terms of the political climate and the future of a lot of the research that we're doing, but everyone is very committed, spending more time, volunteering more time to really get products like the National Climate Assessment out and make sure their quality research and adaptation work coming out.
And we should make the point that that is all based on volunteer, at least for the non-federal employees.
Right,
efforts.
Right. So the National Climate Assessment, which you said comes out every 4 years, is mandated by law, but there are federal and non-federal authors involved, and all of the regional authors, including the team in Hawaii and the Pacific Islands, are all volunteering their time to make this happen. So it's kind of a second full-time job for a lot of people.
That said, does that also mean that it makes it in some ways easier to get information out between the assessments, given that that seems to be where a lot of scientists have been going, to make sure that there's a constant stream and not just, you know, a big blip every 4 years?
Exactly. So the National Climate Assessment is very important on that national and federal scale at really educating the public, educating policymakers, people who manage natural resources. But where the decisions really get made are at the state and regional level. So policies dictating exactly how cities are adapting and responding to climate change impacts are made at that state level and that regional level. So what we're doing with the regional climate assessments and the products in between that we're calling the sustained assessment is really trying to build a structure that operates at that regional and state level in Hawaii and the affiliated islands. So we're operating independently and can get research and adaptation work out in between those four-year blips.
And how is that squaring with a lot of the federal agencies that now are having to, in some ways, perhaps reinvent themselves to continue work that they've been doing for a very long time, or perhaps are being reinvented without some of that work being put out in ways that we have seen traditionally, as we saw, you know, even earlier this year with the EPA website down and not a lot of information coming from them, not coming through Twitter, not coming through Facebook.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a federal scientist, but there, like I said, there's so much uncertainty and we just don't know how it's going to play out at this point. But from my colleagues in federal agencies, you know, that they are just as committed to getting this work out. The National Climate Assessment is not hiding what they're doing. You know, it's a law. It's a federal law to happen every 4 years, and we're going forward with you know, a thorough and comprehensive assessment of the risks to different sectors. So the ones that we're really concentrating on this time around in our region, different regions concentrate on different sectors depending on what people have been most interested in. So this time around, we're looking at climate risks and freshwater resources, ecosystems and biodiversity, indigenous communities, oceans, marine ecosystems, and coastal structures, infrastructure, things like that. So taking that all together and looking at what are the key risks in those sectors and what are the key adaptations that we can take now moving forward, just realizing that the science is going to continue to evolve. We're always going to, you know, get more data, get better information, but it's getting warmer and the sea level is still rising. So we really have to start taking concrete steps now.
Your point seems to be that although that data will get better and you'll get more of it, it's pretty good right now. And so scientists don't want to wait.
Right. There's always a conversation about the levels of uncertainty that we're dealing with in projections and data. And of course, in every scientific assessment and everything in life, there's uncertainty. But really, it's about quantifying the uncertainty that we can understand and what we don't know, and acting on the best information that we have now. Because if you delay action until things are completely certain, the resource is going to be gone because there's never going to be complete certainty.
You mentioned a long shopping list of what you're looking at in our region. Can you unpack that a little bit so that people have a better idea of what exactly you're looking for within the Hawaii state and also the Pacific region?
Yeah, sure. So, for example, we want for freshwater resources, what are the impacts of increasing temperature, increasing evaporative demand, decreasing groundwater levels in Hawaii? What will that do to our public water supply? What will that do to our coastal wells as sea level rise continues to intrude at the coasts? You know, what happens to that line between saltwater and freshwater in our aquifers? What are the key risks in our infrastructure that will be impacted in the next 20 to 30 years that we can plan for? And at the end of the century. So the irony a lot of these climate models that we work with is that they get more certain the further out we get in time. So by the end of the century, we actually have a lot more certainty about average impacts than we do in 20 to 30 years, which is dominated by natural climate variability. But what we really want to know from the listeners, the public, anybody who's interested is what are the risks from climate change in Hawaii and the Pacific Islands that you perceive and that you're interested in learning how to adapt to. And so we have a town hall event tonight, actually, at 6 p.m. on the University of Hawaii campus in the Eamon Center. And it's open to the public. And we're going to have our lead authors for the chapter and a couple of speakers presenting on what we already know and what we really want to get from the public. And this is really a chance for people who care to come out and both let us know and let the federal government know what you're interested in.
And while tonight's meeting will be one shot at doing that, clearly this is going to be going on between now and forever, most likely, because a lot of scientists have just said that they're going to continue doing this, as you said, on a volunteer basis, as you put it, as their second job. Well, we wish you a lot of good luck with all the effort and energy that has to go into this. And a lot of people and a lot of other people, who are not necessarily engaged at the depth that you are counting on good information, and we hope that it still comes out.
Yeah, we want everybody to get involved.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Victoria Keener is a research fellow at the East-West Center in Honolulu. She's also the lead principal investigator of the NOAA-sponsored Pacific Regional Integrated Sciences and Assessments Program. She's the lead editor and a chapter author for the 2012 Pacific Islands Regional Climate Assessment Report and the lead author for the Hawaii and Pacific Islands chapter of the current 4th National Climate Assessment. If you want more information about tonight's meeting, take a look at our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.